It's Friday, September 30th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. More than 325 Egyptian Christian children attend Hope House, International Christian Concerns Education Center, in this Muslim-majority country, where Muhammad's followers comprise 85% of the population. Christians are viewed as second-class citizens. Hope House seeks to break the cycle of generational persecution by providing access to quality education and upward mobility. According to Open Doors, Egypt is the 20th worst nation in the world for Christians. In the Muslim-run public schools, Christian children are largely sidelined and receive poor teaching. By contrast, Hope House, a quality alternative, provides classes that are one-third the size and which give a Christian worldview. The child sponsorship program provides incentives to children and their families to keep the children enrolled in school. Especially during the summer months, poor Christian boys are pulled from school to work in the fields, earning less than $2 per day, and girls are typically tasked with helping at home or learning homemaking skills. In Matthew 25, verse 40, Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Eerie aerial pictures show the total destruction of Fort Myers, Florida from Hurricane Ian after the superstorm ripped its beloved pier from its hinges, reports the Daily Mail. Before and after shots capture the devastation to the small Florida city, with homes leveled, ships swept onto land, and fires breaking out through ghost town neighborhoods. The sea finally appeared to have ebbed back from the shoreline to reveal the devastation to the once tropical paradise, with trees yanked from their roots and roofs shed from restaurants along the promenade. NBC News reports that 12 people were killed during Hurricane Ian. It was a cringeworthy moment. During the September 28th White House Conference on Hunger, Nutrition, and Health, President Joe Biden called on the late Republican Congresswoman Jackie Walorski of Indiana, who died in a car crash on August 3rd. Listen.
"I believe we can use these advances to do even more to make America stronger and a healthier nation. And I want to thank all of you here, for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here, to help make this a reality."
At a White House press briefing, a reporter asked Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre to explain Biden's obvious gaffe.
"What happened in the hunger event today? The president appeared to look around the room for a member of Congress who passed away last month. He seemed to indicate she might be in the room. What happened?
The president was naming the congressional champions on this issue and was acknowledging her incredible work. He had already planned to welcome the congresswoman's family to the White House on Friday. There will be a bill signing in her honor this coming Friday. So, of course, she was on his mind. She was of top of mind for the president.
Here, are you here? Where's Jackie? She must not be here."
"No, I totally understand. I just explained she was on top of mind."
On the September 18th 60 Minutes program, CBS reporter Scott Pelley asked President Joe Biden about inflation.
"Mr. President, as you know, last Tuesday, the annual inflation rate came in at 8.3%. The stock market nosedived. People are shocked by their grocery bills. What can you do better and faster?"
"Well, first of all, let's put this in perspective. Inflation rate month to month was just an inch, hardly at all."
"You're not arguing that 8.3 is good news."
"No, I'm not saying it is good news, but it was 8.2 or 8.2 before. I mean, it's not, I can make it sound like all of a sudden, my God, it went to 8.2%. It's